KPR Presents is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from the LEAD Center. Welcome at lead.ku.edu.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. A big thank you to everyone who turned out for our Bill Curtis event. It's good to see all of you. You can hear Bill Curtis as scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me coming up this morning at 10 o'clock on KPR.
Visit the region on Monday. He is to address Israel's parliament and to meet with leaders in Cairo. You're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says the ongoing government shutdown is putting aviation safety at risk. Moran chairs the subcommittee that oversees aviation. He says efforts to improve outdated air traffic control equipment and to train more controllers is being harmed by the shutdown. Moran says parts of the country's airspace might close in the future if the shutdown drags on. The shutdown could also impact the essential air service program. Airports in Hays, Dodge City, Garden City, Liberal, and Salina receive federal money to subsidize commercial air service for their communities. The Johnson County District Attorney will not charge two Lenexa police officers for the fatal shooting of a Grandview, Missouri man this summer. For the Johnson County Post, Andrew Gawk has this report.
On June 22nd, Lenexa police responded to a call of an armed disturbance at an apartment complex. When officers arrived, they found Jose Enrique Cartagena Chacon sitting in a vehicle in the parking lot with what appeared to be a handgun in his lap. Investigators now say that was a pellet gun. Body cam footage released by Lenexa PD shows the officers shouting orders at Chacon to put his hands up. Then, one of the officers fires 8 rounds into the vehicle. Johnson County DA Steve Howe said the officer who fired the fatal shots was justified in using deadly force. Attorneys representing Chacon's family say they are looking into potentially suing both the city and the police department. I'm Andrew Gogg with the Johnson County Post.
In college football, KU is in Lubbock. They face Texas Tech at 6:30 this evening. K-State hosts TCU. Kickoff at 2:30.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today, gradually becoming sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Light winds from the southeast. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Under cloudy skies, it's 58 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Theme to the shipping forecast, and you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Saturday. Coming up, we'll hear about a World War II ship plowing its way through the waters of the Midwest. It's the last working ship of its kind. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition here on KPR. As part of KPR's annual Live Day, Friday night, October 24th, join us for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. Mark your calendar for Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m. Admission is free, but we do ask you to RSVP at Kansas Public Radio if you plan to join us. And we'll see you October 24th.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Mostly cloudy skies, then gradually becoming sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. It's 54 in Atchison, 62 in Chanute, 60 degrees in Emporia, 58 in Manhattan, 58 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Are pretty magical, but this week's episode featuring H Lane Kids Show went super viral. We're talking bigger than Bad Bunny.
It has broken so many records for the Tiny Desk, and I think just in general, it's also just become like a cult level of obsessive.
Why musical puppets are popping off on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon. Here on Kansas Public Radio. Did he really just say musical puppets? Be sure to tune in for that at 4 o'clock this afternoon on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, cabaret artist Joey Arias has done everything from selling clothes to Spanish royalty to singing backup for David Bowie. But his newest reinvention includes a stint in Washington, D.C. That's coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. Join us later today on 105 Live. We'll be debuting some new releases from Newton and Topeka, as well as preview the Great Plains Art and Music Fest. Our studio guest is Micah Reynolds, the organizer behind KJHK 50th birthday events happening this month in Lawrence. That's all on 105 Live today at 5 o'clock on KPR 1. And if you're joining us on KPR 2, it's BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate Healthcare in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen, October 15th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Support for NPR comes from this state.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. Mostly cloudy skies today, gradually becoming sunny with highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast. Mostly sunny for tomorrow and a little warmer, highs in the mid 80s. It's 55 in Atchison, 60 degrees in Emporia, 55 in Kansas City.
From NPR News in
Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A recent crackdown on marijuana possession and sales across Kansas netted more than 340 pounds of marijuana and almost 44,000 THC pre-rolled joints. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation yesterday released the results of their two-day drug enforcement operation. 18 Kansas vape shops and CBD dispensaries were searched October 1st and 2nd. including shops in Topeka, McPherson, Salina, and Wichita. The KBI also seized 35,000 THC vapes, more than 84,000 THC and psilocybin edibles, and more than $35,000 cash. In addition, two Ulysses residents were arrested for moving illegal THC products in order to evade detection. Gregory and Tammy Reese faced multiple charges in connection with the operation. The Kansas Highway Patrol stopped a 20-foot box truck near Fredonia that was transporting THC products removed from shelves of 19 Kansas shops. The KBI seized the truck. Its investigation is continuing. Federal funding for a national food aid program for pregnant people and children could run out during the shutdown. The Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, provides certain foods and services, such as breastfeeding support and formula. Elizabeth Kiever is with the Kansas City-based food bank Harvesters, which serves lots of families with young children. She says WIC's funding's question come on top of federal cuts made to local food programs.
It just makes healthy and fresh food even more challenging for those families to get right now.
Some states and tribal nations will be able to keep WIC available with funding from the previous fiscal year. The Trump administration says it's looking to use tariffs to fund WIC through October. Mostly cloudy skies today, then gradually becoming sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Light winds from the southeast. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows around 61 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little warmer with highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Friends, Romans, you're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning for Weekend Edition. Coming up, the Sudan Emergency Response Rooms was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. They didn't win, but the group's work has been recognized with another humanitarian prize known as the Alternate Nobel. That story coming up from Ari Daniel on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday celebration featuring American jazz-influenced indie rock musician May Simonez at the Granada, October 16th. Doors open 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. Tickets at granada.com.
Speaking of concerts, once again this year, KPR's Live Day broadcast will present our very own Destiny and Mermaiden in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. Join us Friday night, October 24th. Admission's free, but seating is limited, so RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and, knowing Destiny, bad jokes for Halloween. That's Friday night, October 24th at 7 o'clock, a presentation of KPR's Live Day. Mostly cloudy skies today, gradually becoming sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 58 in Lawrence, 60 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
to being outed. Khalid is releasing a new album that celebrates his identity.
Oh, I got so much to tell you.
I'm finally able to dive into stories that I've been holding on to. Now I'm just able to just walk with some pep in my step and my head held high.
A conversation with the singer-songwriter, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, what happens when a modern investigator finds a body in a British bog? That's the plot of Bog Queen. We'll talk to its author, Anna North, on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Today on 105 Live, we'll debut some new releases from Newton and Topeka, as well as preview the Great Plains Art and Music Fest. Our studio guest is Micah Reynolds, the organizer behind KJHK's 50th birthday events happening this month here in Lawrence. Join Nick Carswell for 105 Live today at 5 o'clock on KPR1. And if you're listening to us this morning on KPR2, stay tuned for BBC World Service. Mostly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 70s. It's 59 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
We'll hear tunes by Henry Mancini and Xavier Cuga. Plus, there's something new by the Waitiki 7. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday. Then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Coming up at 10 o'clock, 1 hour from now, here on KPR. The time is 9 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.